Well, here we go. Thursday morning, time for trivia with Mr. Kiger. Big football game coming up tonight, Freddie.
Yep, up in Pittsburgh. And I do remember many, many moons ago with the Tar Heel Sports Network being up in Pittsburgh at Three Rivers Stadium when two top 10 teams, Pitt and Carolina, squared off. And the final score, if I remember correctly, was 7-6.
Yeah, I was thinking
Dan Marino and all
that. I was thinking 7-3. I don't know why.
Yeah.
7-6. I think you're right.
Maybe. I think, well, anyway, Heels lost. And I think it was a 1-point margin.
Yeah.
We had a touchdown, but it was called back.
Mm-hmm. So we were mad at the refs back then, too.
I'm going to tell you something. The last three or four weeks for tight ends and receivers being dragged down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. A lot of those don't get called. Amazing.
And without calling names,
a lot of those.
I was told that up at Virginia Tech, an official did apologize.
Oh, yeah.
That he just blew it.
Oh, yeah. Can't go back and redo it, though.
Nope.
So hey.
I mean, it's a human element in the game.
Doesn't help now.
But when that decision affects games.
Oh, yeah. It's
careers.
Terrible. Yeah.
I wouldn't
want to be an official.
It's tough.
I can tell
now,
you that much.
That being said, they do, across the board, an incredible job.
Yeah, they do.
It's hard to be.
Yeah.
Whether it be football, baseball, any kind of sport.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And you always
that.
Get blamed. It's like an offensive lineman. You don't think about them until they screw up.
Right.
And then everybody's focused on them.
Right.
So, whatever.
I know. We're doing another history question.
All right.
From what state did Lewis and Clark begin their famous expedition?
Great.
From what state? Ron State is confused. From what state did Lewis and Clark begin their expedition? You give us that. And I'll be honest with you. At the time that they left, which was May of 1804, it wasn't even a state yet. But what state would it become?
Mm-hmm.
And a hint, in 1820.
Okay. I'm dazed and confused.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
That's two states.
919-929-WCHL is your number to call if you think you know the answer. Win a $10 gift certificate from Cruisers.
Where you are good to go, and let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Right now.
Alexa, can you make me some coffee?
Sorry, I'm not sure about that.
Of course not. Well, how about some music? What's the best way to start my day in Chapel Hill?
Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Should I play the station WCHL?
That's right! Of course! 97.9 The Hill's morning show is exactly what I'm looking for.
I woke up with Ron Stutz.
Whoa. You know Ron Stutz? Alexa, what town is always a degree cooler?
Carborough.
You do know Ron Stutz! Alexa, play WCHL.
Okay.
Of all the places you could wake up, you decided to wake up here. I'm Ron Stutz.
Woke up, fell out of bed, dragged a comb across my head.
Whether you're climbing out of bed or into your car, tune in every weekday morning starting at 6 and wake up with Ron Stutz on 97.9 The Hill, your community radio station.
Freddie, you want to know where Lewis and Clark's famous expedition began?
Yeah, at what state would it become? Yes.
Louisiana?
That's a great guess because it was the Louisiana Purchase that they were exploring. Now you got to go upstream the Mississippi.
Okay. Mississippi is the correct answer.
Nope.
No, you said the Mississippi River.
Yeah.
Okay, well then.
It starts with an M.
Missouri.
Correct.
Yeah, okay.
St. Charles, Missouri. They were called the Corps of Discovery on May the 14th, 1804, not far from the city of St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
They took off approximately 8,000 miles, and they returned September 23rd, 1806.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever read the book on the Lewis and Clark expedition, you're like, wow. I mean, wow.
Yeah, when you first mentioned the Lewis and Clark expedition, the only thing that was popping into my mind was the Louisiana Purchase.
Well, so that's why you were right. Louisiana. I mean, that's exactly what they were.
Yeah.
With President Jefferson Davis. I just said President Jefferson Davis. Holy smoke.
Yeah.
President Thomas Jefferson wanted the Louisiana Purchase explored for its economic, scientific value. And what they did was amazing.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, quite a lot of great history in this country, that's for sure. And Mr. Kiger is on top of all that as a former American history teacher.
Well, actually, I still am as I lecture
over at UNC.
Yes, through the General Alumni Association. Correct.
You're like Abigail Beecher, my history teacher.
Well, and the thing is, the more you know, the more you realize you don't know.
Yeah, You still got to learn.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.